And now, just for you, YK World!
Right, you are listening to YK World, a podcast about the goop between music, art, and technology, told through the lens of YK Records and the Nashville music scene. I'm your host, Mike Leeds. Welcome to another episode of Quick Bites, aka Quibbies. That's right, I'm reclaiming Quibbies from the trash fire of 2020. If this is your first time listening, thank you so much for tuning in. All the show music you're going to hear is by Mac Burris. Hit him up at Mac Burris on Instagram to get your own fantastic music. You can find the show archive at ykworld.show and follow along on Instagram at records_YK. That's all in the show notes, of course, but I wanted to say it out loud so that there's no lack of discovery. Also, if you are new here, you should know that I have zero analytics on the show, so I have no idea how many people are listening or if anyone is listening at all. If you like what you hear, drop me a DM and it will be greatly appreciated. Big thanks to Ryan Norris and Ben Markentel, aka Coupler and Sugar Skulls, for chatting with me on the last episode. I was really honestly struck by how eloquent and insightful and easygoing they were talking about big musical concepts. It's really impressive, but it's also like very cozy. I don't know if you've heard that episode yet, but go give it a listen. Tons of superb stuff in there. But let's just dive into the quick bites. There are so many to cover here, but I want to just keep it rapid fire. All right. Forgot that last episode of a Quibi, we established that there would be actual chomp sounds between bites. It was kind of a joke then, but it is real. We're going to stick with it. The chomps are here to stay for the time being. Stupid, but I still like it. So the first bite is a very timely one. It was just recently announced that the features and glossary will be reuniting for the first time since 2017, 2016, to play a benefit show at Eastside Bowl here in Nashville, Tennessee, as a fundraiser for public and community radio, specifically WNXP, WXNA, and WPLN. Why am I mentioning a specific live show on this podcast? Well, the features are a YK-related band, as we have released them Happy Sessions and a wonderful reissue of Some Kind of Salvation, with more on the way. You heard it here first. We've also released Matt and the Watt Gives' debut record. We've released many things from The Robe, aka Rollam Haas. There's lots of good energy around the features here and YK Records. But the band really did go dormant in 2017 or maybe 2016. It has been a long time since they played. And they never issued a, quote, "we broke up" press release, but it's been assumed that they broke up. I have lots more thoughts about the career of the features, but I will save that for a future episode. Suffice to say, very exciting that the features are going to play a live show. Secondly, the show is with Glossary, another band that has not played since the same time and comes from the same era of MTSU / Murfreesboro / Nashville music. They aren't a YK band specifically, but I've known Bingham Barnes, the bass player for Glossary, since the late 90s when I met him while we both worked at SpongeBath Records. Truthfully, I wasn't ready for Glossary back in 1999, but revisiting the catalog recently has been a treat. Third, this show is being put on by a new collaboration between myself and Caroline Schneider called Good Signal. Why did I start another new thing to promote a show? Because I've been wanting to work with Caroline for years, and this was the perfect opportunity. If you are unfamiliar with her name, she was a co-founder of the record label Cold Lunch Recording. She founded and organized Spewfest, a multi-day festival here in Nashville. She books tons of shows at Vinyl Tap here in Nashville. She teaches a class on how to DJ vinyl that is for women only, which I absolutely love. She is a DJ herself, DJ Shug. She plays a great many events. She's a badass graphic designer. She helped out at the Spooky Ghoul Fest that I was also involved in. All of that might actually sound like gibberish if you don't live in the Nashville area, but she is all over and I'm excited as hell to work with her at Good Signal. Check us out at goodsignal.online on Instagram and the web. Lastly, the reason I am telling you about the features and glossary playing a benefit show through a promotion that I'm involved with is because the tickets are almost gone. We sold out the first night in less than 12 hours, and we're very close to selling out the second at the time of this recording. In fact, less than 50 tickets remain as of November 19th at 5:55 p.m. If you are listening to this with any proximity to that date and you want to attend the show, you've got to get your tickets as soon as possible. There are links in the show notes. As I noted, in preparation for the announcement of that show, I have been listening to an obnoxious amount of glossary. And I gotta say, if you're not familiar with that catalog, you're missing out. I'm an enormous fan of the features and could talk for hours about how much I enjoy them and how many times I've seen them live and all the songs that I love. And obviously my involvement with them here at the label shows that I am an absolutely crazy fan about the features. But I've never really spoken about my enjoyment of glossary because I didn't get glossary back in the day. I get glossary now, and it's phenomenal. If you've not really listened to them before, the entire discography, the entire body of work is fantastic. Let's just play a song. We're on a podcast. We can do that. This is Glossary. Okay. That was Glossary. Fantastic. That should get you excited to go listen to more of that record, like myself, and just put it on regular rotation in preparation for the January 30th and January 31st show at Eastside Bowl in Nashville, Tennessee, a benefit for community and public radio. Links to those tickets, as long as they last, are in the show notes. The link will always be in the show notes, but they might not work. You get it. You get it. All right. Super quick bite here. I had the pleasure of being a guest on the podcast Mixtape Memories. What is Mixtape Memories? Well, it is a, quote, songversation podcast hosted by Tyson Falk. The conceit of the show is very simple. You are given prompts to inspire conversation about certain songs. Songversation is a bit awkward of a portmanteau, but it's very apt here. Imagine I asked you what songs you think of when I say your first car or your first concert. I imagine you'd have a good list and some good stories to go along with them. That's the show, talking about music, your history with those songs, and letting yourself go off on tangents. I had an absolute blast, and I think the edit of the show is fantastic. It's great. Here's a really good enticement for you to go and check it out. In the episode, I share a nice, embarrassing story about Pearl Jam, Otis Redding, and my own teenage self. It's not the worst story, but it's a funny one. Go give it a listen. Find that at mixtape-memories.com or just search in your podcast app. There are many other wonderful good guests on the show too. Shout out to Dan Blacktree, the episode before mine, a wonderful guy. Okay, let's talk about some new music. It's been a minute since the last Quibi episode. Let's talk about all the music you should be listening to from YK Records, and we'll work backwards. The most recent release is from Zook called Evaporating. If you are unfamiliar, Zook is an artist that has been bopping around Nashville for a while and came on my radar in 2018. His latest release at that time caught me immediately. Here's an excerpt of myself from a We Own This Town write-up back in 2018.
The combination of choral oompas and a screeching guitar is a surprising delight contrasted with the lounging energy of the rest of the song.
Now, the latest from Zook on Evaporating does not sound like choral oompas or screeching guitar or lounging energy, but I think that little quote speaks to Zook's ability to blend different styles and approaches in a way that I find pleasing. It's also worth noting that Zook is involved with a ton of other artists in town that I love. Billy Campbell in Make Yourself at Home, Ryan Bigelow in Rigby, Thomas Luminoso, Hussam Subo, and a ton of other artists that he plays with. Zook is a gateway to a lot of music beyond just Zook, which I definitely love. But that entry point, the latest release, Evaporating is a layered and immensely enjoyable piece of work. It is truly rewarding to listen to as an album top to bottom, and even better if you do it in headphones. I've been calling it a floating psychedelic pop, or sometimes a blend of power pop, indie rock, shoegaze, and psychedelics, all perfectly blended together. Look, I hate to oversimplify what kind of music it is by comparing it to others or bucketing it into genres, but I also can't deny that if you are a new listener, you sort of need some context. But the best way to appreciate it is to hear it. Evaporating is out everywhere now. We pressed 100 copies to vinyl. That's it. If you like what you hear, there are less than 100 copies remaining. Hit up zookmusic.com or look in the show notes for more. But for now, here is the latest single called Disappear. And I think you'll catch my drift on all of those wonderful combinations.
Fill the city with sound, circuitry goes. sublime. Look, I'm making it worth it. Left side material mat. Strobing light synchronize. The river speaks at the surface. First it's a laugh, the feeling rises.
Everyone go check out Evaporating. This is a quick bite episode, so I won't rattle on too much more, but by all means, go check out Evaporating. Next up, let's talk about the next new release. That is from Jessica Brianne, called Electric Heart. If you're familiar with the Nashville music scene, you'll likely remember that Jessica Brianne and the Electric Hearts was a band around town that performed for a number of years. In 2021, Brianne released her first solo record, Rosebud Queen. It was a bit of a departure from the rock and soul sound of her prior band. Her solo work leaned way more into traditional country, with a little bit of folk and much more intimate and withdrawn, quite frankly. Enter 2025, and Jessica has her sophomore solo record ready to go, and she's reclaimed the name of Electric Heart for the title of the record. Unsurprisingly, she's also evolved her solo sound to incorporate more styles. Electric Heart fuses together big rock energy with soul, R&B, with some flourishes of psychedelic sounds, and it continues to embrace that excellent tradition of country songwriting at its core. To be honest with you, when Rosebud Queen was released, I was really enamored with it, particularly because of Brianne's voice. It is so distinct and unique and captivating. I'm sure lots of people claim that their style or sound is unique, but you really can't fake Brianne's vocal sound and style. It's just her. So when Electric Heart was ready to come out into the world, I was more than happy to be involved. I'd love to have Jessica here on the show to talk more about her experiences, her songwriting, and her voice. I imagine she has stories. So let's hear the first track from the album called Winning Hand. It is a good example of the record, but honestly, you can't just hear one song to get the full impact of the thing, since it mixes and swirls so many different styles. I recommend checking out the song Hungry, or Some Sweet Something, or Time Waits for No Woman. You really should listen to the entire record, but here's Winning Hand to get you into it.
I looked for love.
wonderful. Seriously, go check out the whole record. The next song on there is called Over the Bayou, and it's also excellent. And it's just an immersive record. Like Zook, it gets better if you listen to it top to bottom. That's also available on vinyl and on CD. Link in the show notes, of course, if you want to get either one of those. Next, let's talk about Trash Man, a.k.a. Alex Mojavarian. You may know that name if you're a fan of the band Sad Baxter, of which he is the drummer. Alex is also drumming for a band called Bleary that is great, and probably many other bands that I'm not aware of. But Trash Man is the pseudonym of his solo work. YK just released his second EP called Cool Until It's Not, and it's an absolutely refreshing blast of pop rock. Truthfully, that's not the right genre classification. It's rock songs, and it's catchy, and it's memorable like a pop song, but it's not just pop rock. I guess this is why micro genres exist, to really classify this stuff, but I can't say for certain where this should really be stuck. Side note, General Truss coined the term, quote, dusk wave for the kind of dark, synthy electronic music he makes. Synth pop or dark wave or synth wave just wasn't cutting it, so dusk wave it became. I like it. So Trash Man caught my ear when I saw some songs popping up on Bandcamp back in like 2020. Over the course of the next few years, he would release maybe one or two songs that were maybe 30 to 60 seconds each and always extremely repeatable. Imagine just playing the same 45-second song over and over and over again. That's Trash Man. In 2024, we released the first proper EP called Moment of Bleakness that served up 5 songs over 8 minutes, and it had that same extreme repeatability. When Alex told me he had a new EP ready to go in 2025, I was very excited, to say the least. We just released Cool Until It's Not, and it came out back in October. It's approximately 10 minutes across 5 songs. Short, sweet, highly repeatable. The press we've gotten will inevitably name drop Weezer, or maybe some more modern listeners might hear something like Tony Molina or Liquid Mike in there. I think those are all fair comparisons, but Trash Man is Trash Man. Don't get it twisted. Here's 2 tracks from the new EP, just to wet your whistle, or wet your appetite, whichever spelling you prefer. All right, here they go. 2 songs. Everything is cool until it is.
Yeah.
Cool Until It's Not is available on limited edition cassette if you are interested. We also posted the demos for the EP so you can hear how it changed from demo to full recording. That is, of course, linked in the show notes. And I'm having Alex in to talk about Trash Man and whatever other topics he wants to chat about very soon. So stay subscribed. That is coming right up. Okay, here's some more ultra quick bites. Tower Defense has a new song and video out called Fit for Purpose, but it is only on YouTube. They released this in promotion for a show that they played back in October, and the track will eventually find its way into another release. But for now, you should check out the latest Tower Defense on YouTube. The link is in the show notes. It's a blast, of course. Next, it is holiday time, and YK Records released a holiday compilation last year. It's a timeless affair. Get it into your rotation now. I'm extremely, extremely biased, but we put together a fantastic compilation of a bunch of traditional songs and original songs, and it's just a real treat to listen to. I'm very proud of it, and I hope it becomes something that you listen to regularly every holiday season. Maybe it's a little too early for you because it's not quite Thanksgiving yet, but I'm planting the seed now. Get this YK holiday compilation into your rotation. And at the same time last year, we released Bird Cloud's holiday song, Cool Christmas, on 7-inch picture disc that looks like a honey-baked ham. Seriously. The song's on the compilation. The song has been out for years. You can hear it very easily, but it's the 7-inch that looks like the honey-baked ham that you should check out. I'll link it in the show notes, but if nothing else, just click through and look at it. The packaging is fantastic. One of the most absurd things I've been involved with. And lastly, there's been a lot of changes and updates over on the AmpWall platform. If you recall, I interviewed the founder of AmpWall, Chris Grigg, a while back, and I am a big supporter of the platform. If you're not paying attention to what's changing over there, you really should be. That's not a YK Records-specific update or a Nashville music scene, but it is about music and technology, which is a good transition to tell you that I'm working on an episode that's all about, quote-unquote, alternative distribution platforms. Destinations like Bandcamp and AmpWall and Merlot and Artcore and Subvert and Nina. Well, you see, there's a lot of them. And it would be interesting to break each of them down and talk about them a little bit. So hit me up if you have questions or ideas or anything about that. I'm going to talk about quote-unquote alternative distribution platforms. I feel like I'm forgetting something, but in the spirit of quick bites, let's just wrap the episode here. Thank you to Mac Burris for all the show music. Thank you to everyone who sold out the feature show in 12 hours and will hopefully sell out the second show because there's less than 50 tickets left. Just thank you for listening. I don't know who you are, but it really means a lot. Seriously. Thank you for listening. I'll talk at you later. Take care of yourselves.